What is the ideal me now? This is the Absolute Philosopher. What is the ideal me now? The ideal me now is the ideal of what I am. I am human. Now, I am the ideal me now, and the ideal human is what I am. I am divine. I am the ideal divine me now, and I am the ideal divine me. I am God, and I am the ideal God me now, and that is all I know. What is it that I am? What is it that I choose to be? What category do I place myself in? I am the ideal me now. Okay? What is me? Me is my name. Me is what's important to me. Me is the only thing that means anything to me or to anything in my world. When I say me, I'm pointing my finger right at me. I'm saying, I, Herb Byerly, am wonderful now. I am the ideal Herb Byerly. I am the ideal man. I am the ideal human being. I am the ideal divine being. I am the ideal allness. I am me, the ideal me right now. And it's a wonderful thing to be the ideal me right now. Okay. If I am the ideal me right now, in what area am I playing the game? How am I living that attitude and that consciousness? How am I aware of that attitude in me? How am I aware of it? And how do I know it? And how do I express it? And how do I be it under all circumstances? How can I be the ideal me right now? Where do I express that ideal me? Where do I live that ideal me? How do I show it forth in all that I am? In fact, what does the ideal me look like? What does the ideal me act like? What does the ideal me, what position do I have in the world that I'm in? What is this ideal me? Well, that is something that I must make as a decision for myself. Today, I determine what the ideal me is. Today, I determine, right now, I determine what my ideal self is. Is my ideal self the man, the divine person, the human person? Am I all of these things? Am I the ideal me? Okay. When I think of the word me, I think of myself, my human self, in this human body, and I think of myself living in a healthy body with a healthy mind and a healthy attitude toward everything, living with abundance, living in harmony with all in my world, in total balance and a blessed assurance of all that is beautiful and good. I live in that attitude. I live in that awareness. Now, as I live in that attitude, in that meanness, it's a good meanness. It's a good meanness, and it's a fun meanness. But is it who I really am? Is that my ideal me? Does my ideal me have any human aspects to it? Does my ideal me have anything to be complete or to be revealed or to be? Or is my ideal me fulfilled right now in every aspect of its being? When I say my ideal me is fulfilled in every aspect of its being, I say my ideal me is my spiritually illumined ideal me. I say my ideal me is my physically expressing fantastic me that is always perfect in every regard. My ideal me, oh, how wonderful my ideal me is in my own inner thought. From my absolute philosopher point of view, I see my ideal me as being revealed now. Right this instant, now. It's not something in progress. It's not something that's going to happen. It's not something that is happening. It is now. And now is the only time that I can live. Now is the only time that I can exist. Now is the only time that I can be aware of myself. Now. So, my ideal be is now. And my ideal me being now is something I haven't thought about before. Oh, maybe a glimmer went through my consciousness. Maybe an idea went through my consciousness. Maybe a thought. But did I dwell upon it and say, I am that now? I am perfect now. I am ideal now. I am whole and perfect now. I am revealed now. I am the ideal man. I am the ideal spiritual being. I am all that is now. Wonderfully, totally, perfectly, gloriously now. It's up to me to make this statement and to call it forth in my life. It's up to me to delight in being now all that I am. It doesn't really matter whether anyone else is present in our thought or our world. All that matters is that we are present in our now, that we live in our now, that I live in my now, that I express myself in now, and I delight in being now. There is only now for me to be in. This second, this instant, I do not have a body. Oh, I may have a physical appearance, but I don't have a body. The body that I appear to be in is a reflection of my thought. A body that I appear to be in is a reflection of every single thought right now that I am thinking about myself. And as I think perfect thoughts about my body, I am in a perfect body right now. Who I am and what I am is right now. There is no tomorrow. There is no yesterday. There is no other time or otherness than right now. I can joke and think about being absolute and being ideal and being now. I can think about how wonderful it would be to express that under all circumstances. And then I wake up to the idea that I'm not doing it. And I can. I don't have to wait for a time to come along. I don't have to wait for changes to come in life for me to express that now. I can right now be all that I am because I am who I am right now. I'm the ideal me right now. Do I 99.99.99% of my time, it'd be nice if it'd be all the time, think about me, that I like me, and I am now? Do I, every moment of my life, think I am my ideal self now, my ideal me now? I am my ideal self now. And as I think this, every single moment of my life, do you think you could be any different than being your ideal me? Do I think I could be any different than being my ideal me? For if I live in my ideal me, I do not say one disparaging word about myself or my world, and that includes everyone in it. Everything that's going on in my world, I see through my eyes, and it is glorious and good. I do not see the appearances through other eyes. I see them only through my eyes. And as I continue to see everything through my eyes, everything begins to reveal itself in its ideal quality. Everything begins to reveal itself in its own perfection. This is the truth about me. This is a reality about me. And this is the allness about the absolute philosopher, me. Now, I chose to be the absolute philosopher. I chose to be all-knowing. I chose to be divine. And since I have chosen this, I have also chosen to release all attitudes, release all thinking, all attitudes, or all indications of me, whatever, I can't think of them. I release it, and I am my ideal me now, period, end. That's what she writes. And as an absolute philosopher, that's what I am. I am my ideal me now.